The Orange County Bail Bond Justice Project works to change unjust bail practices while providing assistance to those who cannot afford to pay their bail.
We think that, you know, how much money you have shouldn't really determine whether you sit in jail before your trial, because before your trial, you're still presumed innocent, right? That's the way our justice system works.
That was Kimberly Brewer, the chair of the nonprofit. She said during the pandemic, the Orange County Bail Bond Justice Project saw great progress in terms of criminal justice reform from March to mid-September.
What we saw last year was a drastic reduction in detentions and some really good new reforms adopted by Orange County.
During the county's COVID-19 lockdown from March to June, the detentions were at what the nonprofit called an artificial low.
What they said, based on anecdotal observation, this isn't any crunching of numbers on their part, they said that during the lockdown, there were fewer people outside their homes, that law enforcement officers were interacting with fewer people, and they were only stopping people and interacting with them if it was a dangerous situation.
During the early months of the pandemic, magistrates were requiring a cash bond for fewer people than policy dictates, and judges issued no order for arrests for not appearing in court. In non-pandemic times, the Bail Bond Justice Project reports that magistrates require a secured bond or cash bail in 79% of cases involving only misdemeanors, and judges for 38% of those cases.
What we see often, in many cases, is that a person is jailed one day by the magistrate and then released the next day at their bond hearing by the judge. And even one day in jail can have a huge impact on someone's life. So we think, you know, let's really reduce the number of people who are actually jailed.
Despite a decrease of detentions for the majority of 2020, in the last quarter of the year, the Orange County Bail Bond Justice Project saw a reversal of those trends. After the lockdown period, when the court reopened and began its normal operations, delayed orders for arrests and new orders for arrests began to be served on individuals. Looking ahead, Brewer said she hoped Orange County courts officially adopt some of their pandemic practices to keep pretrial detentions low.
But we want to go back and look at those things that were happening during the pandemic and say which of those emergency procedures could be adopted permanently if they're not going to cause any danger to our community. And we think that we showed a drastic reduction in detentions. We showed it's possible, so let's build on that.
You can read the full report or learn more about the nonprofit at ocbailbondjustice.org. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.